An unlikely friendship between a New York artist and a convicted murderer held in solitary confinement at Angola for 40 years is the subject of Herman's House. The documentary film was written and directed by Angit Bala. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU of Louisiana, and Southern Poverty Law Center are sponsoring a special screening of Herman's House tonight. Joining me now is ACLU of Louisiana Executive Director Marjorie Esmond. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Marjorie, tell us about the principal characters in Herman's House. Who are they, and how did this unusual friendship develop?
Well, of course, the main character is Herman himself, Herman Wallace, originally convicted of a bank robbery, which he admits that he did, and then subsequently convicted of a murder of a prison guard, which he denies any involvement in. And based on the second conviction, he was placed in solitary confinement, where he has been for 40 years. And what that means essentially is that he has had no contact with other human beings other than the guards who give him food and take him out an hour or so, a few times a week, to allow him to exercise. An artist in New York named Jackie Sumel learned about this. I mean, this is Herman Wallace is one of the Angola Three. Their story is well known around the world. And she found out about the story and got really interested in how somebody who is in solitary confinement for such a long time can imagine what freedom would be. You know, what is it in your head that you think about when you can't see it? So she embarked on a correspondence with him. She asked him to describe what his ideal house would be if he could have one. And out of that came a plan for Herman's house, what he would like his house to be if he could be released and have a house. And this film that's airing tonight is the story of this friendship and his coming up with this idea of what his house would be. And ultimately, she built a full-scale model of the house, which has toured the world, but people in New Orleans may remember having seen it in 2008 and 2009 as part of the original The Prospect One show. It was on display at the CAC.
What role does art play in addressing Herman's freedom? And what type of freedom are we talking about? Is this mental freedom? Is it physical freedom?
Well, it's all freedom of the mind, because he will almost certainly never have physical freedom. And so the only freedom that he has is what he can imagine for himself and what he could put down on paper so that it could be fabricated into art by someone else, because he doesn't have the means to do that other than the drawings. He does have the means to write. He can write letters, which he did, and he can draw plans. And the two of them worked on these plans collaboratively over a period of time.
What was surprising to you about the house that he described?
In many ways, it just looks like anybody else's house. But he built in certain security features that most people wouldn't have, ways for him to have armed guards and an underground bunker where he could go and hide if anybody were looking for him. The other thing about Mr. Wallace and the other Angola Three, and originally there were five of them, is that they were essentially political prisoners. He and his comrades were members of the Black Panther Party back in the 1960s. And when they were arrested and sentenced, the fact of their having been Black Panthers was very much a part of their sentencing. And even now, the administration in Angola acknowledges that they are dangerous people because of their political beliefs. His idea of freedom involves a way to make sure that he is protected from those who might continue to want to persecute him. And that's built into his plans for the house.
And the ACLU of Louisiana and Southern Poverty Law Center, what is your involvement with the project?
We had no direct involvement with the film itself, but we are very interested in getting the message out to improve the criminal justice system here in Louisiana and, of course, around the country.
How does this project speak to the power of art?
It is through his writing and the plans for this house that his mind can engage in the only freedom available to him. I think this really is a testament to the liberating power that art can have.
Now, is Herman Wallace still in solitary confinement?
Herman Wallace is still in solitary confinement. Yes, he is. No indication that that will change.
What is your hope for this film and the impact on local audiences?
I'm hoping people will take away a message of not just about the transformative power of art, but also a practical message of what we can do and must do to prevent this kind of abuse from occurring to anyone else.
Marjorie, thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Marjorie Esmond, Executive Director of the ACLU of Louisiana. There will be a special screening of the film Herman's House tonight at 7:30 at Zeitgeist Multidisciplinary Arts Center, 1618 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. It is free and open to the public. A panel discussion with the artist Jackie Simmel and others will follow. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.